How have veterans with PTSD and other mental health conditions due to their service coped during this pandemic? Summit for Soldiers is a nonprofit that offers what it calls Advent Therapy, outdoor activities including bike rides, trail hikes, and mountaineering expeditions as a path to healing and recovery for veterans, service members, and family members who are living with or suffering from mental health injuries or loss to suicide. Steve Redenbaugh is co-founder of Summit for Soldiers, which has chapters in Ohio and here in Tennessee. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Tell us how Summit for Soldiers has been helping veterans during this time of the pandemic. Not easy.
Not easy, right. There's a lot of emphasis of not getting together. So to be honest, it's been just like everybody else and just like every other entity, it's been a very hard year for the community, veterans or non-veterans who have PTSD. This is a layer of stress, that's for sure. But what we did and what we do is we stick together. And that means we're on the phone or if we're in the outdoors. It's been even more important to have somebody to reach out to, even if you just got a vent. But one nice thing about the nature of our group being outdoors focused, is we were able to get together pretty soon as this pandemic evolved and all the advice that went back and forth. We were able to kind of wait that out and then early on start getting together because we're either on a mountain bike or a hike and people were able to do what they wanted to do and still feel safe. So recently we've done some land navigation, a handful of people in the outdoors. It's pretty nice. Like I said, the bike rides are great because you show up, you get on your bike, you get to chit chat from the distance. So the nature of our group has been pretty friendly in this with COVID going on, but nevertheless, it's still just really challenges.
Where have you and the other veterans in the group been going in the outdoors?
There's a group that's met at Harrison Bay State Park. We met there for some bike ride and Booker T. Washington State Park. That's a beautiful park. We met there for some land navigation. One of our Army veterans taught a course. A good group showed up, and again, outdoors, plenty of room and space. And then afterwards, people were able to go out with their compass and try some beginning level land navigation. We're going to continue that one. It was such an enthusiastic response to that. We're going to continue that and help people moving toward kind of advanced land navigation, and those who are brand new to it can come in and get some beginner level. And the idea is later on in the year, maybe November timeframe, we'll have an event where they can put that to use, that and some rucking and maybe even some shooting.
And even to be outside for just a small space of time, even to be on the phone with each other for just a small space of time, it doesn't solve PTSD. It doesn't cure COVID-19. But it does make a difference. And there have been people in your group that have had to deal with both at the same time.
That's right. That's right. No question. And we've always stated and we maintain that the most dangerous place on earth with PTSD is alone. And isolation escalates PTSD towards suicidal thought and action. Even a phone call can interrupt isolation. And I think that's probably an important bullet, because if you ever got a hunch that you ought to call somebody, it's rare that backfires. Sometimes a phone call goes south, but when somebody's in isolation, they're in a dangerous place, typically. Not always, but typically.
And before long, Memorial Day will be upon us. And that's one of those times of year that can be very difficult for veterans who are part of a group such as Summit for Soldiers.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. There's just like a birthday of somebody you love, Memorial Day has a tendency to take us back to people we lost or mistakes that we've made downrange and things like that. It takes us back and things creep in when you start going there. Even people who've recovered and done quite well, even talking with Vietnam veterans, decades later, doing great, on their feet, doing all the right things, you know, that they've learned through counseling and through life. A day like that can take you to a place that can be pretty dark. So it's a good time, if you're a person of faith, it's a good time to pray for veterans suffering. It's definitely a good time to reach out and say, hey, if you don't want to be alone at this time, or if you want to have a cup of coffee, it is, you're right, Ray, to bring that up. It does take people back and relive or rethink some times that they've spent a lot of work and effort of processing.
Even if they appreciate others recognizing Memorial Day, it just still takes you back. It can't avoid doing that.
There's no trick to avoid remembering. Yeah, that's right.
And how this plays out for veterans, it can vary from the generations, whether we're talking those few who may still be around from World War II or Korea or early Vietnam versus later Vietnam versus where soldiers have been serving halfway across the world for the past 20 years.
Yeah. So global war on terror, right? The guys and girls in Afghanistan and Iraq, this community has learned a lot from the Vietnam veterans. And one of the places, there was a group here in town, Freedom Sings. It's a fantastic group, and they spend their time telling their story in song. They write songs based on a veteran's story. There's a great group there also of Vietnam veterans. And I bring that up because I have such respect for what they went through and the lack of resources. So we're learning from them. Keep your head up high and keep working. So that's what we'll learn from them. And also, it might be bold to say, but I think civilians who've been in car wrecks, sexual trauma, and other sources of PTSD are learning from us, because a lot of people have invested in us. The VA has invested in us. The taxpayers have invested in our education. And it could be worse for this community. And I think we have a lot to offer. And in the Tennessee chapter, 74 Soldiers, what you'll notice if you ever come to an event, about half of them are veterans. I think anybody would agree you don't want a room full of people with PTSD. That's not healthy and it's not fun. You want a good community. But what we're learning is that there's people who are non-veterans who are saying, can I hang out and learn what you all learned? I need that too. I love this, Ray. I love the community aspect of this. And what we're seeing in these groups, that there's skills that the civilian folks that are joining us are bringing to the table. And you got skills of the veterans that they're bringing to the table, and we're sharing and we're growing and helping each other. Completely different stories. I think it's extremely healthy that we're not locked in a room with all like-minded people with the exact same background. So that's what we're learning.
And for people who want more information, for people who want to show up, for people who want to support Summit for Soldiers, where can they go online? How can they reach out to you?
The easy one is summitforsoldiers.org. That takes you to the national webpage, and on there you're going to see some things. You look around, you'll find Tennessee chapter. And Tennessee, we also have the Facebook, which you can find on that. My email is steve@summitforsoldiers.org. If you leave me your phone number, I'll call you and we'll get together. We've got a great group starting up in Cookeville. We've got a nice little network in Nashville. We're not as many places as we'd like to be. But we've been known to go on a road trip to meet somebody to help them kind of get something started too. We're not very formal. Any money we raise right to veterans who could use help getting out with us, we're not collecting money for salaries or anything like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But when you get involved with us, we're really about pushing that money straight to the veteran who needs to get outdoors.
All right. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. I really appreciate it.